Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Well, the show brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Thanks for listening. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. If you're listening to us today in Louisville, Kentucky, or Wichita, Kansas, or Ann Arbor, Michigan, or Syracuse, New York, wish your teams well this weekend in the Final Four, which is Saturday. It's Michigan and Syracuse, Louisville, and Wichita State. The Final Four. Did you see that leg injury to the Louisville player, Mike?
Yeah, I did. I was watching the show. I was watching the basketball game live at that time. And what was amazing to me is I couldn't understand, because you couldn't obviously see the injury real well. They cut it out on the TV. They didn't focus on it. But all the players were like in pain on the floor. And so it's clear now why they were in pain, because the bone was sticking out through the skin. But
ew, that's disgusting.
It was unclear to me why they were in such agony, if you will, watching. And the good news is he got a rod that is a metal device to support that bone, fix it up. He's in. He got a whole bunch of screws. Those screws are not the same screws you use in your hardware store, except they're stainless steel. Mm-hmm. We'll tip off an alarm at the airports now. And of course, cost an awful lot more because they're highly polished and they come with potential lawsuits. So they're much more expensive, but he got that. He's in, and I saw him on crutches this week. I think it was today, in fact, walking into the hotel.
Right. He's from Atlanta, and he'll be on the bench for Louisville this weekend. So the rod becomes a bone in his leg?
No, the rod doesn't become a bone, but it fixes around the bone, or fixes just alongside the bone. It's a really thick rod, so it's my guess is it's probably a half inch in diameter, solid. And you put screws in the upper and lower part of the bone so that it aligns the bone so the bone can heal and the rod and the bone provide strength in the future.
And rehab, obviously. And he says he wants to play next season. The players on the bench who were near him when he fell on the sideline, they became seeing the bone coming out of the leg, started heaving and got sick physically. Got sick. It's got to be difficult to see, and that's why the media didn't show it.
Those guys shouldn't go to medical school.
Well, right. All right. And most of them probably won't go to medical school.
I don't think you have to worry about that, yeah.
So, that's good for him. So, if your team is playing in the Final Four this weekend, enjoy it, and it's only a game. Speaking of extreme injuries, extreme sports could lead to extreme injuries for anybody over 40. How's that?
Well, this is, there are these insanity games, and there's CrossFit, and there's another game.
P90X.
What?
P90X.
All of these things, they're meant for kids who have a lot of stamina and have a lot of what you might call reserve capacity. And when those of us who haven't kept fit, in my 40s, I had kept fit. I still exercise hard 3 days a week. But I know if I was going to do a P90X right now, I should not do it the way I would have done it when I was 25. And that's especially true for people who haven't kept fit all their life and don't continue to be fit. So you don't jump into this without your doctor's approval. And in fact, doing things at a high cardiovascular rate, you can really get some high cardiovascular injury. So, people die every year from doing extreme sports. Something on that. But anyway, people die every week with extreme sports. And so the idea is not to do excessive sports in this way, because you are risking excessive injury. So just like kids under the age of probably puberty should, make sure you are especially careful of them for injuries. And that's true of us old guys, too, like you and me, Joe. So golf is a good sport for you.
My daughters both do CrossFit, and they say, "Dad, you should do this," because they post pictures of what they're doing in the gym, and it is pretty intense. And my daughters are 34 and 30, but they suggest that I should maybe do it. So you don't think it's a good thing for me?
Well, I think it is a good thing if you work gradually to it. That is, you should not do what your daughters do, even your daughters who may not be as fit as your son, but you should not do that right away. You should go back and work into it slower.
And a lot of these programs offer modifications. They have like the most extreme pose and then easier version. So I'd say also just start out with the easier version.
Does it lure people into these programs? Because these things have, and you mentioned the P90X. They have a 30-minute infomercial, and everybody on that infomercial, well, they show before and after, but when they get into the program and weeks into the program, their bodies are just incredible.
Yeah,
I mean, does that give people kind of an accurate representation of course, at the bottom of the screen they say results vary, obviously, but when people see that, does it give them a false sense of what might happen?
I think so. Even today, so I was doing P90X today. They have these 10-minute versions for people that don't have time to exercise. That's what it says. And the girl in the tape, not even like people that have done it and have lost weight, but the girl has this amazing body. And while I was doing it was so hard, but I was like, whatever I have to do to get your body, I will do. Obviously that will never happen because her body is amazing.
Yeah, my six-pack abs are 18 pack here. These exercises, when they advertise them, they're very extreme. I mean, why can't there be just something that's a little more sensible? Everything is take it to the limit and do you know what I'm saying?
Well, there are things that are not that extreme, Joe, and they're called regular exercise programs,
right,
or clubs. Or if you go on sharecare.com, you can look at any of the real age programs that Dr. Oz and I created and Joel Harper created with us. And they're much more reasonable.
Is it necessary to do that extreme amount of exercise, that kind of extreme?
No. It depends why you're doing it. But if you're doing it for your health, the answer is no. So the point I'm bringing up on this is that the minimum exercise for maximum health is a lot different than getting fit. So when you're doing it for your health, it is what we know is 10,000 steps a day. So it is 12,000 better than 10 for getting fit, but not for your health. 30 minutes a week of resistance exercise, and I'm saying it in a specific order. So you want to do resistance exercise after you've done walking. Walking prepares your muscles for resistance as well as for cardio. And then third is cardio, because the resistance prepares it for that. And it is 20 minutes three times a week for cardio. And the last 2 minutes should be as hard as your doc says you can do it. So that's very different than getting very fit or playing in a senior games or something like that, where you can get much more fit or much more conditioned for your sport. And I can tell you what I used to do for squash when I would play competitive squash. It was much more than that, but it wasn't for my health. It was to play competitive squash.
Now, so what you recommend in your programs could get somebody fit just as well as some of these extreme exercise regimens that you see advertised?
No, they don't get you as fit. They get you as healthy.
Healthy, okay. So so you can become just as healthy doing your recommendations as much as you might see on these extreme workouts. Very interesting. Coming up is our guest for the show in this hour. She is the co-author of something called Top Dog, The Science of Winning and Losing, and what are the differences between a winning and losing performance. Next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.